Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. This is Coach Lalisa, and I am excited. It's March 2nd. So we are in our second day of launching the Be Better Challenge. Wow, I tell you, it launched officially on March 1st, and we are ready, and it is set to go. Now, those of you women out there, this is a challenge for all women, and it's so interesting that we're launching right here at the beginning of Women's History Month. Now, that wasn't my plan. That was God's plan. I just put forth the idea, and God said, run with it. You know, sometimes he allows you to do that. Amen? You go to the Lord with an idea, and sometimes God just says, run with it. But he put the idea in us anyway, but he just wants to see if we will run with it. You know, so here we are, March 2nd. And if you, depending on what part of the country you're in, if you're like me, you got a lot of snow. At a time where, sometimes we get snow in March, sometimes not. But this March we do, we have it. All month long we will be talking about things to empower you. This is a radio show of empowerment, inspiration, and motivation, encouragement. And some people may say to you, well, why do you listen to that show? Well, what's that show about? You let them know this is a show about motivation, how to motivate yourself, how to get motivated, how to stay motivated. It's a show about how to be empowered. You know, a lot of people use the term, they know the word, it sounds good, but some people, they don't have the deeper meaning of what it means to be empowered. And you can tell just by looking at their lives that they don't know what it means. Okay, you can just look at people's lives and tell that they don't really know what empowerment means. But again, they heard the term, they hear the term, they may even have a basic definition of the word. They've heard people preach on it and teach on it, and maybe even heard people sing about it. But it's not real until you can act about it. You have to be able to act it out. That's what the Bible says, you know, be a doer, not just a hearer. The word. A lot of people know the word, but a lot of people are not able to do the word, and therefore you can't get the same results. The results come from doing. As we, I work in the field of higher education, and in that field, we talk a lot about what can the student do after your lesson. It's good that you gave a great lesson. It's great that you gave a great talk, or it's great that you made your students take a lot of notes, and maybe it was even wonderful that you put them in a group and had them, you know, work on a project. But what we want to know, the governing bodies want to know, what could the student do afterwards? And so that's why when colleges and departments and professors, and I'm sure teachers in the K through 12, which is not my specialization, I'm more in over in the higher ed side, but that's why at the students who show on their own what they're doing, well, those are the students that they want to feature on the college's websites and the college's newsletters. Those are the students they want to highlight at graduation, because that's what people care about. Is the learning is great, but what could you do with it? You know, or even the Bible, those for Christians, for us believers, I'm sure any religion that you're a part of has some type of desire like that. So what can you do with this? So God says, here's my word, go be a witness. That there's the do right there. That's what we are to be doing. We are to be being a witness. You know, that's what we're to do. And then he does the rest. He says, some plant, some water, but I add the increase. So we're supposed to be planting and watering. He says, some plant, some water. So are you a planter or are you a waterer? So, but, yeah, so it's Women's History Month all over the United States. I don't know if other countries have joined us as well to celebrate women. So all month long you will see programs celebrating women, making you aware of what women go through. You know, there's a whole study out there, women's studies, many colleges and universities in the United States, and I'm sure around the world, have courses that you can just study women and what women go through, the plight of the woman. Talk about all the very successful women. Yeah, how many women are in the workforce? That's one of the statistics that I'm looking at right now. This is like the latest data. It says 57% of women participate in the labor workforce. Wow. Isn't that something? So it depends on, you know, what that's, you know, local annual data. So it depends on what else you want to know about them. Let's just say we wanted to know about mothers in the workforce. Well, we have all, they categorize it in different categories. So there's women with children over 18 in the workforce. There are women with children 6 to 17 years of age. There are women with children under 6 years of age. There are women with children under 3 years of age, and then there's mothers of infants, and you know, mothers of infants are, you know, have different responsibilities and things. Okay, so what are the statistics like right now? Well, women with children that are under the age of 18, because you know, if your child is over 18. Yes, you are still a mother in the workforce, but your responsibilities are typically different. Now, that doesn't mean every woman has fewer responsibilities when her child is 18, because some people have children that have special needs, and they still need to care for that child as if the child was 6 or 7. So you got to, you know, you got to hold for all those type of variables as you look at these statistics. But just basic statistics. So 69.9, that's basically 70%. The 69.9% of parent mothers have children under 18. The largest group of mothers in the workforce are mothers with children age 6 to 17 years old. And then coming right under that, of course, would have been the women with children under 18. But then for the next in line would be women with children under 6. And then women with children under 3, 61, coming in at 61.1%. And then mothers of infants at just a little over half, 57.3%. Isn't that something? I tell you. In 2013, the women's unemployment rate was 7.1%. 7.1%, and not too far behind men. Men, they're compared to men, they were underemployed at 7.6. So the men's unemployment rate was slightly higher than the woman. Now, the unemployment rate of white women was 6.2, while unemployment for black women was double, 12.1. Asian women, very, very small. Unemployment rate, 4.8, and 9.9% of Hispanic and Latino, women of Latino ethnicity. So, see, there's a lot of statistics, and we'll be giving you some more statistics throughout the month, all month long. We'll be bringing you more statistics about women. And I also want to, I'm going to focus probably one day this week on women with jobs, I mean women with their own businesses. So maybe I'll just, you know, spend like half the month focusing on that. But definitely it's important to understand women have, you know, we have our own set of issues, we have our own set of concerns, we have our own set of needs, our own set of problems. Not that everybody doesn't, because everybody does. You know, the youth and the children have their set of problems. Men have their set of problems. Couples have their set of problems. So, you know, senior citizens have their set of problems. So there's, every group has a set of problems. But just so happened, this is Women's History Month. So we're going to focus on some things of the women for today, just to launch the show. Now, tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about the daily habits of successful people. What successful people do every day. As you know, I'm very, very interested in successful people. Because and not so much, you know, it's not about just being, you know, filthy rich, though that's, you know, hey, I'm not turning that down. Because, listen, we can do a lot with a lot of money. You know how it is. You know how you can do a little bit with a little money? Well, you can do a lot with a lot of money. Well, you can do a lot more with a whole lot more money. So our capacity for money, you know, definitely has to change. And for women, oh, my God, this is an area that I know a lot of women have struggled in. And then throughout the month, we're going to talk about other things like, and even throughout the week, like how to pick yourself back up after a failure. What do you do after you've been knocked down? What do you do after you lost your home or your apartment and you find yourself homeless? You know, what do you do once you get sick and tired of some dead-end job and you just up and quit one day and then you find yourself jobless, no income coming in, but yet the bills haven't stopped? What do you do? How do you pick yourself back up? And then we're going to tell you about some fantastic events that are happening around the state of New Jersey and New York, Connecticut, Philadelphia, and around the country and around the world for women. So all month long, stay tuned, and you're going to learn a lot about women. But here's the thing. Let me tell you this. Let me just say this and make it loud and clear. All of these things, you, woman, can find out, or man, can find out. Most of these things you can find out for yourself. Some things you can't, because you have to be attached to certain groups, because certain groups, association, organizations, they only share certain information with their members. So if you're not a member of that organization or that society or that group, you know, you may not get that information, but that's okay, because that's why there are people like me and other people that I network with and am connected with who are part of those groups. They share information with me, and then I come back and I share it with you. So for those of you who I shared with you last week about the Small Business Administration workshop, hopefully you were able to attend that. But if you weren't able to make that one, they do hold those on a periodic basis. So I will be coming back to let you know about other sessions like that. And you can sign up for these mailing lists And then you can also learn about them. So whether it's through the Small Business Administration, the SBA, or whether it's through the Small Business Development Centers, which they're all over the country. They're all over the country. If you live in California, if you live in Arizona, Texas, North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, Washington, Boston, wherever you live, you can be a part of it. Virginia, they're very popular in Virginia. You know, there's no need for you to not be successful. But I'm going to talk about some tips tomorrow on what do you need to do to be successful. But today, what I wanted to focus on today, you can see the topic of the show today, Women's Empowerment Summit, the Women's Empowerment. So we're here to empower women. And if you're a man and you're listening, then, you know, you can go and empower the women in your life, whether it's women on your job, your spouse, maybe you have daughters, maybe you have siblings that are women. Maybe you do have a mother, whether your mother is still alive or not. But if she is, you have aunts, you have sometimes our bosses. So let's empower the women. Let's let this month, how can we really impact the empowerment of women? What if everybody, and especially here in the United States where this celebration is really, really big, celebrating this month, what if all month long, and hopefully we would go beyond it, but what if all month long we just really empower women, females, you know, just empower them, tell them that they're beautiful, tell them how smart they are, tell them how intelligent they are, tell them how great they are, how wonderful they are, tell them that they can never be defeated except through their own mind. What if we could tell women that each and every day? Your power, your all. See, here's the problem with so many people. Here's the problem with so many people. So many people are powerful beyond measure. But here's the problem. They don't know it. They don't know it. And here's the second problem. They don't believe it. And here's the third problem. Even though they might know it, even though they might believe it, but they haven't bought it. They haven't bought it yet. You know, that's just like if I was to, you know, I know that driving a Mercedes, you know, is nice. I know that. And I know that a Mercedes-Benz is what I'm talking about. It's a great car. I know that. I can go online and read the statistics and the features and the benefits of this wonderful car. I can even watch people drive it. I can even listen to people's testimonies about what a wonderful time they had driving their beautiful Mercedes. But until I go out and buy a Mercedes, okay, I won't experience it in real time. So, and that's a lot of people's problems. They haven't bought into the fact that they can have their own business. They can have any job that they want. You know, I used to think that I was limited to certain kinds of jobs. That was, you know, sometimes I wonder, I'm like, okay, God, you know, you had me doing all of this stuff with entrepreneurship, and trust me, I will never get away from that because that's, you know, just something I was born to do. But then he goes and he gives me this awesome job, and now I'm doing all this talk, and I've always talked about careers because I used to work with a group of women that I had to help them develop their careers. I worked with the AWEP program back in 1997, one of the best jobs I ever had, for sure, for sure. And I worked with women coming off welfare. That's when President Clinton signed that new law where it was a reform. It was another reform, welfare reform law, and it was the one that kicked off the whole TANF thing. Temporary assistance for needy family. They went from calling it, that's the year they stopped calling it welfare and began to call it TANF. And I think now it's called Families First or something. I think it's still TANF, but they have other terms also associated with it. But welfare is an old term, no longer used in the United States. But it was.
it used to be the very term. It was the only term. That was the big term. Some people, or unless you were without children, they would say you were on general assistance. So they had to have a way to distinguish the two, families and those who did not have families. But back to what I was saying. So here I am in this job working. And I look at that, and but you know what? So who are you to tell yourself that you can't? But I used to think that, you know, jobs, we were limited to certain jobs. And yes and no. I mean, I guess that's somewhat true if you look at it like that. But think about it like this. The only limitation, all the limitations that are there, I should say, are let me see, how can I say it? All the limitations that are there can be overcome. That's what I'm saying. Let's just say you wanted to go for any particular job. Let's just say you wanted to be the CEO of a company. And so what I would do is, if you were my client, because I do consult people about their careers and how to move up the career ladder. So let's just say if you were my client and you came to me and you were a junior accountant and you said you wanted to, and you were working in some firm, and you said you wanted to be a CEO. Well, we would look at what it would take to be a CEO. And then we would simply look at it takes this, it takes that, it takes 5 years of experience, it takes 10 years of education, it takes $5,000 for a certification in accounting or whatever the field is. And so, okay, so let's map out a plan for you to get things. Now, here's the problem with some people when they come to me, and this is why I can't work with some people, because they think they're going to get it overnight. And so, no, I'm not the Wizard of Oz. So, no, you're not going to click your heels together 3 times and become that CEO. But I can map out a plan for you, a career plan, which will include your education and other things. So we can map out that plan, and that plan may map out to be, who knows what time, it depends. Because depending on if you're already vice president, it may not take but a couple years for you to be CEO. But if you're a junior accountant, it may take a while. But again, we don't know for sure, because opportunities are there sometimes that we don't even realize they're there. So those are some of the things that I help people do, and those are the things that I love to do. Is help people map out their career. It's like one of my favorite things to do, is to help people map out their careers. And it's simple, because that's what I was trained to do. I took some courses in how to improve performance. Well, that's one of the performances that we seek to improve for people, is their careers. How can you improve in your career? How can you get what you want in life, basically? And you absolutely can. You can have anything you want, whatever you want. Now, I didn't say you can have any body you want, so let's get it straight. Don't get it twisted. You can't have any body you want, but you can certainly have anything that you want in life. All right? So for the women out there, this is your month. You are to be celebrated. You are to be commended for the great, wonderful job that you're doing. You should hold your head up high today as you walk around. I know it started yesterday, but by this being the second, we're still right on the cups. You should hold your head up high. You should look for opportunities to connect with powerful women. The women that I know of who are not doing that well, these are women who have who keep themselves separated from other powerful women. If you want to be a powerful woman, you just only need to get around other powerful women. If you want to be a successful woman, you only need to get around other successful women. If you want to be a foolish woman, very, very easy. Just get around other foolish women. You know, it's really about the people that you hang around. You know, somebody once said, and I forget exactly who it was, but he said, "I will show you your future if you show me your 5 closest friends." that you will be as successful as your five closest friends. And so I have my five closest friends, and when I look at how successful they are, Holly, Beverly, Hope, you know, Donye, and I got another one here or there. But my five closest friends are very, very successful. My five closest women friends are they're highly successful women. You know, and these are women that they don't play, they don't gossip, they don't have time for that. If the moment I find a gossiping woman, I'm going to find a way to get away from her. A woman who gossips is bad news. Bad news. Don't do it. I promise you, you will be sorry if you hang around women that gossip. Because the woman that gossips, right there, she's telling you that her mind is very, very, very small. Very, very, very small. A woman that gossips. Now, I'm not talking about sort of like Wendy Williams, who's made a TV show out of gossiping about people. She's basically, she's gossiping, but she's giving you facts about the things that people are doing. Gossiping is whatever the type of gossiping I'm speaking of. It's not what Wendy Williams is doing, believe me you. So you want to be a woman of integrity. Definitely, we have to become women of our word if we give our word on something. And I know that was something I struggled with for a long time because I was one of those women that wanted to please everybody. I just wanted to make everyone happy. And it was very painful to have to live that life. But I'm free of that today. I don't have to make everybody happy. I don't have to say yes to everybody. I can say no, but it was very painful for me. I think growing up as a child, having been molested, and having the power taken from me at such a young age, to know I could say no. So I just, you know, attributed that skill in all the areas of my life, not being able to say no. And it was a very painful life. It was like a disease. It was like having a handicap, not being able to say no. And I went to a workshop back in 2000, or well, somewhere around 2000, 2001. I went to the conference on women. It's called the Conference on Women. As a matter of fact, that's a great workshop to go to for women, and it's held by SkillPath. You can go to their website, skillpath.com, or Google SkillPath. It's a training company, a very large worldwide training company. And you can go there and you can see that SkillPath does a training called Conference on Women. And I attended that conference. It's a full-day conference, and then too, it could have grown since then. It may be a two-day conference now. But it's a one-day conference. And you go to this conference, and then they teach you all these little things that women can do to empower themselves. And that was 15 years ago. Now, I did it somewhere around 2001. And I attended, it was at a hotel, like in the, somewhere. But, yes, women, we have to empower ourselves. We have to be around empowered people. And I do have several webinars, seminars, conferences, summits that you can attend about women. So today you attended maybe this is your first Women's Empowerment Symposium. I don't know if it is. Congratulations. So now you see what you'll get more of if you attend a Women's Empowerment event. They're all sharing their knowledge and information with you to help you develop and grow. Don't forget, you can go to my website, CoachLalisa.com. Congratulations to my new coaching students. So there will be more certified coaches in the universe. Thank you and God bless you. I look forward to our class tonight at 7 p.m. It's 8:30. We had to change the time to 8:30 p.m. to accommodate people in another time zone. For those of you who are interested in becoming a certified coach, if you want to attend my coach training, please inbox me on Facebook. There is a class starting tonight, but you would have to do all your paperwork before 8:30, or at least make your initial payment, and we can get you in the class, and you can follow up with some of the paperwork tomorrow. Next, I want to don't forget the official launch for Be Better, has started the Be Better Challenge. You can go to the website, www.bebetterchallenge.com. The Be Better Challenge, BeBetterChallenge.com website, and you can register right there. I'll get your registration, and we'll get you, you know, your packet, your welcome packet, and get you started on the challenge. Congratulations, congratulations. And what else do I know? Oh, yeah, so make sure you join that. Don't forget, this is Women's History Month. Be empowered, empower other women. You are a powerful woman no matter what, but you got to think you're empowered. You got to act like you're empowered. So you got to think it, you got to speak it, and then you got to act it, okay? So we're going to think it, speak it, and act, T-S-A. Think, speak, act, T-S-A. So you got to T-S-A it. You are a powerful woman. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are intelligent. You can do amazing things. Well, I should say, God can do amazing things through you. Okay? Just know that. So anytime you feel like you can't do something, well, in a way, you're right. Right? Remember I told you that story? When I wrote my book, God's Plan, for my success, my first book, and I was crying because a woman had invited me to come to Cleveland to speak before about 1,000 women, and she said, you've got to have a book. She knew the opportunity there. I had never written a book. I didn't know. And I was crying because I was like, God, this would be such a great opportunity. And I said, and I had told her I would have a book. So now she's got a book table for me. She's hired a photographer to take pictures, and and I was like, God, I can't do this. I can't do. And I said, I've told this woman, what can I do? And God said, I know you can't do it, but I can do it through you. And I was like, what? God, you talking to little old me? Now this was 2004. And it was somewhere around January of 2004, because by February of 2004, the event was February 24th, I'll never forget it, the 24th, and I'll never forget the date, because somewhere around February the 2nd, which was Super Bowl Sunday, and just the night of Super Bowl Sunday, my husband had a little something here at the house. I'm just going to wrap the story up really quick. My husband had something here at the house, and people came over, and the Holy Spirit just empowered me to, on that night, I did eat a little something, but he told me, when you wake up in the morning, you will not eat, you will not drink, you will do no food, no drink for 21 days. And you will write that book, and that book, and remember, we had to be there on the 24th. So that meant I had 3 days to get a book published. So for 21 days, I wrote, no eat, no drink, only water occasionally. That Monday, I got up. It was the day after Super Bowl. I'll never, ever forget that day. The day I had never written a book. I didn't know anything about publishing a book, nothing. But all I had was God's blessed word. And his powerful word that said, if you start it, he said, you can't do it, but I can do it through you. And that morning I got up, I fasted, I came home, and I wrote every day for 21 days. At the end of the 21 days, he sent me to a place that made about 40 copies for me. That's a whole nother story. I don't have time to give it today because I have to hit the road. But all month long is Women's History Month, so we'll be sharing more of that story. So I'll tell you how the story ends on another segment. But that's all you need to know for now, is that I obey God. And so some of you know about the book because you read the book, you bought the book, you saw the book. If you didn't get it, didn't buy it, didn't read it, you still can. So it's still available, because that's the beautiful thing about self-publishing. It doesn't go out of print unless you want it to go out of print. So instead of when you have a publishing house, they can tell you when the book is goes in and out. Well, no. When you self-publish, you say, if you want to sell the book to you, 1,000 years from now, you can do that. So God bless you. We love you. We'll see you back tomorrow, same time. Don't forget, this is Women History Month. Go out, make a woman happy. If you're a woman, make yourself happy and be blessed. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, where we're going to talk about the daily habits of successful people. Well, you've been listening to The LaLisa Show, and this is Coach LaLisa. Don't forget, next time, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome.